This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Sorry, good evening. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you. I apologize for being away the last couple of weeks. We're back on now, Mitz Hashem, with Siyat Yishmai all the way through till the summer. And the format stays the same, 15 minutes of halach and then half an hour parsha. This week, of course, it will be Shavuos related. And that is true for the halach and for the parsha piece. For the halacha, if you've got the sheets, I've just chosen to speak about a very well-known area of halacha. But I think it's very relevant, and it's certainly relevant to Shavuos. Okay, so imagine, let's say it's a Sunday afternoon, the first day Shavuos in the afternoon, and you've had a fleishik lunch, let's say, and there you've got a whole selection of cheesecakes there in the fridge. The question is, how long does one have to actually wait after meat before you indulge in the cheesecake? What exactly is the halacha? And where does it come from? What's the background, etc., etc.? So, let's take a look. The source is a Gemara in Chulin. If you take a look at the first box, the Gemara in Chulin, a well-known Gemara in Kuf Heyom Ad Aleph says, Omer Rav Chista, Ochal Basa, if a person ate meat, Osa Lechol Gvina, he is not allowed, he is prohibited to eat cheese. However, Gvina, if he ate cheese, Mutar Lechol Basa. That's the short statement of the Gemara. The Gemara then goes on and tells the following statement. Omar Ugva. Mar Ugva says, Ano lahomilsa, I am in this matter, Chala bar chamra, vinegar, bar chamra, the son of wine, Lagabe Abba, in respect of my father. Deilu Abba, because my father, ki have ochel bistra ha'idna, when he would eat meat today, lo have ochel gvina ad lemocha ad hashta, he wouldn't eat cheese until tomorrow this time. In other words, he would wait 24 hours. V'ilu ano, but me on the other hand, b'ho sudoso hudlo achilno, in this meal, I wouldn't eat it together, but the sudoso achrisa achilno, but I would eat it in the next meal. So what would you say? If you were the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, how would you extract halacha from that Gemara? How long does one actually have to wait after eating meat? Based on this memory, this statement of Mar Ukva, what would you say?
The usual time between daily meals.
Between daily meals, and how long is that?
Quite a while.
Depends on the person, right? Boys, girls, teenagers.
There's a standard.
There's a standard, okay. So, the Rambam in Hilchas Macholos Asuras in Perek Tes says, Mi she'ochel basa, b'tchila, bein basa behema bein basa oif, whether it's meat or whether it's chicken, lo yochel achrov cholov, he mustn't have milk, ad she'yiyeh b'neim kadei shir suda acheres. He don't wait a suda acheres until he eats the milk. V'hu k'moy she'y sho'is. That is 6 hours, approximately 6 hours. The language of the Rambam, by the way, gives rise to those who wait into the sixth hour. He doesn't actually say sheishos. It's kusheishos. That's where it all comes from. Mipnei aboso, shabein ashinayim she'en esor bikinuach. Now, there's a big machlokus why we actually wait. The Rambam here says the reason, because sort of strands of the meat might get caught in between the teeth, and that could be in the teeth for about 6 hours. So therefore, you might get... Now, Rashi in Chulin on this Gemara gives a different reason. Rashi says, because the taste of the meat sort of lingers on the palate for a longer time. Maybe that's the topic for another discussion, for another shir, but the nafkaminas between the two are very interesting. So for example, a nafkamina between the reasoning of Rashi and the Rambam could be, if you only chew the meat. Say for example, you've got a child and you're trying to chew the meat in order to give to a baby. So according to the reasoning of Rashi, that it stays, lingers on the palate. You haven't actually swallowed it. You just chewed it quickly and then taken it out and given it to your child. But if the reason is according to the Rambam, that bits might get stuck in between the teeth, then the reason would apply. So there are enough gaminas. We're choishish for both. But that's maybe for another time. But either way, the Rambam understands it to mean 6 hours. Now, where does this come from, this 6 hours? So the Gon explains, the Bi'ah Gro explains that someone, a Talmud Chacham, an Amora, a scholar such as Mar Ukva, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud tells us that he would normally eat his morning meal approximately in the sixth hour of the day, his main meal of the day. And the evening meal would be in the evening. So imagine a regular 6 to 6 day. He gets light at 6 in the morning, he gets dark at 6 in the evening. He would have his first meal of the day at lunchtime at 12 o'clock, and his second meal, his evening meal, would be at 6 o'clock in the evening. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos, would be the normal practice of Talmidei Chachamim. So therefore, you've got a wait of 6 hours, and that's the makor for this Rambam, that's what the Bir HaGra says.
But that's from when you start the meal.
Sorry?
That's from when you start the meal.
Oh, we're going to come to that. Very good. Very, very good. Now, that is the Rambam. Tosfos famously says in this Gemara, L'sudos achrisa achilna, this Tosfos in Chulin Kufay Amud Aleph, says Tosfos, lav b'sudos esheregin enas esachas shachris vachas arvis. It's not referring to eating your one meal in the morning, one meal in the evening, as we just said. Elo, rather, afilu la'alta. If you want to eat straight away, im silek hashulchon, if you clear up the table, u'bireich, and you bench, mutter to lo plug rabban. It's mutter to do it straight away. Lo plug. In other words, technically, says Tosfos, that once the meal is finished, dairy may be eaten. Now, Tosfos does say that the lashon is in birech. You have to bench. Whether that's birchas hamazon or whether it's just ala michyo or berin afoshes, depends what you ate. You have to bench, and then you're okay to go. The Vilna Gaon cites a Zoha. The Zoha says that one needs to wait an hour. You shouldn't eat meat and milk in the same hour. And therefore, even with Tosfos, one would wait an hour after eating meat. And according to this opinion, you would need to clean your mouth out and by eating and drinking. That's called kinuach and hadocha, which is, by the way, what we do. We're familiar with it from after we have fish. So, for example, on Friday night, the first course often would have fish. So that is why the sauce for a l'chaim, it doesn't have to be a whiskey. One is perhaps the beverage of choice, but it can be a Coke, and orange juice, or water, whatever. That's called hadocha, literally rinsing. And kinuach means wiping. And that would be if you have a bit of challah or biscuit or mazonis or something that serves to wipe. The post can discuss whether flossing or brushing your teeth suffices. But either way, the classic poskim speak about kinuach and hadocha. According to this opinion in Tosfos, you would need to do kinuach and hadocha if you're only waiting 1 hour. Now, what is halacha lemaisa? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yerideya, if you turn over the page, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Hilchas Basa v'Cholav in Simen Peites, ochel basa, if a person ate meat, afilu shel chayo, even if it wasn't proper meat, it was chicken or the like. Lo yochel gavina achra v'sheyisha sheishos. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam. Says the Ramah, v'yesh oimrim te'ein strichin lahamtin sheishos. Rak miyad im silek ubirich birchas amazon. As soon as you finished eating and you benched, mutal de kinuach v'adocha. Now that, of course, is the opinion of Tosfos. Now, this is a classic, Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber is going like the Rambam, and the Ramah is going like Tosfos. He incorporates sort of Ashkenazi Rishonim. V'aminag ha'poshet b'din eselu, and the classic minag in our areas, the Ramah is talking about Eastern Europe, Ashkenazim. Laham dinach achilas abos ha'sho'achas, to wait an hour. V'oich dinach ha'kach kvin, and then you can eat cheese. Miu, tzrichim gam kein levorich b'rich samoz nach abos. So you've got to wait. You've got to wait to bench after you've eaten the meat. Does have a kasud acheres, because that is like another meal once you've benched. To mut lechol divri amikilin, then you'd be allowed to eat according to those who are mekel, either pin of Tosfos. Avol below birchas amozon lo mahani hamtonas shah. If you haven't benched, waiting an hour doesn't help you. And this is your point. The ein chilukim himtin hashah koydim birchas amozon ayachakach. It doesn't make a difference if you've benched first or not, but you stop, you count, the clock starts ticking after you finish the meat. So I remember growing up, I had a friend who was of Dutch origin. He very proudly waited 1 hour. So he would have his Shabbos lunch, and let's say you sit down for lunch at, 12 o'clock, and you finish the meat at 1 o'clock, and you only get to bench at 2 o'clock, with dessert and singing and talking and whatever, to come 2 o'clock, he benches. He'll go and he'll make sure he reminds us that he's Dutch, and he'll go and have his milchig ice cream or whatever he's having. So it's an hour from the meat and not from Birchas HaMazon. Okay? The contemporary practice, the majority of poskim say 6 hours. Here in happy London, we definitely wait, the minhag is, the most prevalent minhag is to wait 3 hours, and there certainly is a makor for that. The Russian now, perhaps, for that. When you go to yeshiva, I tell the boys in school, you go to yeshiva, they're going to think you're nuts. They've never seen this 3 hour business before. What? You're Jewish, you're keeping 3 hours. They've never heard of it. From America, this is a new thing, right? So the majority of poskim, certainly, and there's a Taz, I think, who says, you don't keep the 6 hours. Anyway, certainly, our minhag in London is to keep three, and the poskim say that if you have an established minhag, whether it's 1 hour or 3 hours, you should keep that, there's no problem. But certainly the majority of poskim say to keep 6 hours. That is the normal practice. There are lots of discussions about what happens if there's cross marriages. In other words, you marry a Dutch guy. Yeah, what did Rebbetzin Kimchi do when she married Roy Kimchi? Okay, etc. Of Dutch origin, marrying a gentleman not of Dutch origin. There are extenuating situations. For example, a child. Yeah, illness or a nursing mother who may need to drink or eat more milk. Then you can be reliant on the more lenient opinions of waiting just for 1 hour, as per the Ramah. A baby or a child, the poskim seem to say that a child under the age of 3 does not have to wait at all. And you can feed milk immediately after meat just to wipe out any residue on the child's mouth. From the ages of 3 to 6, the poskim seem to say you can wait 1 hour. And over 6, preferably you should wait whatever your custom is, 1, 3, or 6. But then you should wait as normal in normal circumstances. If the child is insistent or is not so well or whatever it may be, then it could be slightly different. But that is the background. So back to our question on this Sunday, Monday, Mitzvah Hashem, on Shavuos, the cheesecake is lingering. That is the reason why we wait whatever our minhag is to wait, 1, 3, or 6 hours. This is really where it comes from. Okay. Can I trouble you to press stop? Because that, we split it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.